Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Celine Gounder, infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist at NYU. The concern about the new variant, what it does mean, the administration reacting with the travel restrictions, scientists, epidemiologists offering up their opinions about what we know now and what is being studied. And Dr. Gounder has been a very important voice throughout the pandemic. So great work by Dan to get the doctor on. Thank you so much on a busy, busy day, Celine, to come on. I appreciate it. Right now, from what you know about the new variant, what concerns you most, and what is the biggest question that you still want to be answered?
Pleasure to be here with all of you. I think the number one message your listeners should take away from this is do not panic. There is still a lot that we're learning. There's still a lot we don't know. The three key questions that we are really looking to get answers for is, one, is this virus, is Omicron immune evading? There does seem to be a signal that if you have had previous infection, the immunity you have from prior infection is far less protective against the Omicron variant. And this is what led the World Health Organization to declare this a variant of concern. How much of a decrease in vaccine-related protection remains to be seen, and that is something scientists are currently testing in the lab. We hope to at least have some preliminary results on that in about 2 weeks. The other key questions are, is this variant transmissible? That was what made the Delta variant so dangerous, is it spreads so easily from person to person. And then the third question is, does this variant, Omicron, cause more severe disease, or is it milder disease? Because if it's causing milder disease, that's obviously much less concerning than if it's landing people in the hospital.
Okay, 2 weeks to find out this information. What does that say about where we're at right now? It seems to me, considering how fast the pandemic has come upon us and how powerful it is, that 2 weeks is an extraordinarily quick time. Is it? Or do you think we should get the results even quicker?
Well, 2 weeks, you know, for the first question, which is the question around immune evasion, and that will be based on laboratory testing. As I said, scientists are hard at work at getting that answer. It will take probably longer to really get answers about how transmissible is Omicron and how virulent, so how severe of disease does it cause. But these are very fast turnaround times, and that really speaks to the scientific infrastructure capabilities that have been built up over the course of the pandemic. Some of that is in the form of relationships. Some of that is just having your lab set up and ready to go as soon as you get that sample. And so I think, you know, people really should realize that this is record time in which scientists are working on these questions and getting us answers.
Dr. Celine Gounder is with us. Among her responsibilities, member of the Biden-Harris Transition COVID-19 Advisory Board. Okay, for folks who have had their booster already, whatever it might be, how confident should they feel at this time about how protected they are?
You know, I think one area where people have remained confused is thinking that if they have gotten a vaccine, they think of their vaccine as an on or off switch. You're immune or you're not immune. And that's not how vaccines work. Vaccines work best at a population level. So if people around you are also vaccinated, that works synergistically with the fact that you're vaccinated. As long as there is virus circulating in the community, whether it's Omicron or Delta or some other variant, that does put you at risk. We know that we're at the beginning of another surge right now. And so I would really strongly advise that people layer, you know, think about it like your winter layers. You layer other protections until we get a better handle on the situation.
So expand on that, because you probably know this. Minnesota, over the last 3 weeks, has had a positivity rate over 10, sometimes at 11%. It has been as high as any state in the nation. Our hospitals, like so many other states, are full. This has really changed over the last couple of weeks. You're talking about we're at the beginning of another surge. What does this surge tell you? And if the variant arrives here, and most people believe in some ways it's here already, what would that do to this surge?
Yeah, I mean, states like Minnesota, Michigan are some of the hardest hit right now. They were really at the beginning, the forefront of this new winter surge. No doubt Omicron is already somewhere in the U.S. Whether that is going to make this current surge worse or not really depends on some of those questions that we're still waiting on answers for.
Sure.
Is this, immune evading, more infectious, more virulent? But in the meantime, the things that are really important, I think, one, why are we having this winter surge? It's because we haven't vaccinated people nearly enough. There are too many people who are still unvaccinated, who have not gotten a single dose. And that's what's fueling much of the transmission and people landing in the hospital and sick and dying. So that has to be priority number one. But then some of the other things that we need to do, and I know people hate to hear about masking, but wearing a mask when you're indoors in public is one of the most important things you could do right now. Using those rapid tests that are now becoming available, and I know that they're still too expensive for many people, but if you can afford to, one of the places I've seen where you can get them pretty easily for $7 a piece is ihealthlabs.com, but there are others as well. Use those at least every other day when you're around friends and family over the holidays, just to keep everybody safe. Do as much as you can outdoors, open doors and windows, and buy one of those HEPA air filtration units. Put them in the living room and dining room over Thanksgiving.
Really good guest here, Dr. Celine Gounder. Infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist at NYU. Okay, on the mask situation, Mike Ostrom, he's on with me every Wednesday, and we've had a lot of conversations about masks. And I asked him recently, with what's going on here in Minnesota, should we have a mask mandate? And he said, let's be honest, not enough people would wear the mask. Even if a mandate was offered up, people have reached a decision. He doesn't agree with it, but people have reached a decision. They're just not going to wear masks moving forward. What do you say to those folks who feel like that in their mind that they've moved past it? What can you say to try to convince them?
Yeah, and by the way, this is sort of a testament to COVID time. I said use those tests during Thanksgiving, and we're obviously past Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But time is a blur. Yeah, Mike is a friend and colleague, and I agree with him. I think people have this mindset that when I don't have to wear a mask, that's when the pandemic's over. I am so over it. I just need to move on. And I don't think mandates are the solution here. I think mandates entrench people in their resistance. But I do think we need to figure out some way to shift the culture. And it's not just about COVID, right? Like you go to places like the San Francisco Bay Area and they have purple and red days where the air quality is so bad from wildfire smoke that they wear N95s. There are other parts of the country where you're dealing with high pollen counts and other kinds of pollution that lead to asthma and COPD exacerbations, emphysema exacerbations. And so there are many reasons that mask wearing in certain places at certain times makes sense for certain people. I think one way might be to incorporate this into your, local weather forecast, that today is a purple day, a really dangerous day. Think about wearing a mask for a whole host of reasons.
Last thing, if it turns out that Moderna, Pfizer, J&J have to modify their vaccines because of it. And we need to see what happens. You've emphasized this. Don't panic. Let's let time dictate this. How difficult of a challenge will that be for the vaccine? And again, let me go back to the person who's already, let's say it's Moderna. They've had their two. They had a booster. Will they have to potentially go back and get a fourth shot if it turns out that their vaccine needs to be adapted for Omicron?
Yeah, you know, I do think if we are seeing that this is a truly immune-evading variant, that Omicron is immune-evading, I do think we are going to need second-generation COVID vaccines, and that we will push everybody to get that second-generation vaccine. The good news is that the mRNA vaccines in particular, so Pfizer and Moderna, you can think of it like a Lego piece that you flip out and you put in another color Lego. It's a lot easier to retool and update those vaccines. And so we're looking at basically about 3 months to turn that around and to start manufacturing in quantity. So, you know, I think that's good news. I think we're in a pretty good place if we need to do that.
Dr. Gardner, on a day when I'm sure you pulled a number of different ways, thank you very much for coming on and providing us with such important information.
Oh, my pleasure. Stay safe and be healthy.
You also. Dr. Celine Gounder, infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist at NYU, also member of the Biden-Harris Transition COVID Advisory Board, and has multiple podcasts out there, Epidemic and American Diagnosis. Anytime you want to react, you certainly can. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.